Going to go ahead and make their way up. RSM is one of our partners here at Grace Meadows. We are missions forward. Oh, sorry. Kids, you are dismissed. Yeah. No, they can just stay. You know, why not? So Grace Meadows, we're missions forward. So we're hoping to partner with plenty of teams in the region and then internationally. So this is one of them, and they're going to be with us this evening. So I will turn it over to them. Please welcome them.
Hey. Hey, everybody. We're grateful and honored to be here tonight to share our stories and our testimonies and our passion about this ministry and the heart behind it. My name's Taylor, and I'm a graduate from RSM. I'm 27, and I've been with them for 2 years. I graduated last year, and before I came to RSM, I was just broken and lifeless and defeated, and I could never get it together. I wanted to end my life and take it so many times, and I couldn't figure out how to get anything right. But until I gave my life to the Trinity, everything started to change and turn around for me. And since I've been at RSM, I've been in many different positions, and I've transformed into a completely different person that I never thought I'd ever could be. And it's all because of the tools and the discipling that RSM offers and the healing power of Christ that sets us free from the life of bondage and sin and darkness. I'm actually training to be a program director of our new Wise County campus. So that's exciting news that we're going to share about later. And that's all for me.
Hi there. So my name is Kim. I have been with RSM since June of 2021. I was one of the very first ladies here. My life was actually in a big mess before that. I was waiting. I was literally dying for the recovery home to open up. I was going to different places and just trying to stay alive, really, before they allowed me to come in and started to just help raise me to life, just love me back to life. And that's what RSM has, the Lord, through this ministry, has done for me. Since coming here 4 years ago, I graduated and I stayed on as a staff member. I've worked different parts of the Super Thrift Store. I've done just different things for the ministry. And now I'm training. I've got the honor to train because I do not feel equipped, but that's exactly where God uses you, is to be the campus director for our Wise County campus. And walking into it like blind faith, but I trust the Lord. I trust the tools that he's given to us. And I'm just really thankful and looking forward to this opportunity. And so thank you for having us here today.
My name is Chad Bryant. I'm the program director of the Elizabeth and Men's Center. Before we go any further, I'm just going to call it the elephant in the room. I didn't get the memo to wear my RSM attire. I went and picked up Pastor Nelly. He said, "You look like a recruiter for the Miami Dolphins." So, I'll share a little bit about my story here in just a little bit. I came in 2021, and I've been there ever since. God's completely and radically changed my life. First and foremost, it's Jesus Christ who did it, right? But he used RSM as a tool to do it, which I'm thankful for. Go ahead.
My name is Joshua Nunley. I currently serve as the campus director of our Elizabethan campus. I've been at Recovery Soldiers since 2021. I actually came in and graduated about the same time as Ms. Kim. I've served at quite a few different positions there. I served as the intake coordinator for a little bit whenever I was enrolled in the program, and then I served there for a little while, and then I worked up to a program director. And then just recently, I transitioned from the program director into the campus director. Kind of like Pastor Chad said, Jesus has radically reoriented everything about my life. There's not one thing about me that's anything like it used to be. And I'm just so thankful for that. I spent a large majority of my life in addiction to numerous substances. It started when I was young, and then it just progressed as I got older. I always knew I needed help. Just never thought that I could get help. I always knew that people got better. I just never thought that I would be one of those people that did get better. But I'm standing here before you today, totally free, totally healed, totally delivered. I'm in no forms of bondage, and I'm just fully living the abundant life that Jesus Christ came to give us. And he says that the enemy may have came to steal, kill, and destroy, but he told us that he came to have life and life more abundantly. So I'm so thankful just to be a part of that abundant life, to have a position in the kingdom, just to live nothing in the way that I used to. And I'm just so thankful for what Jesus has done. So thankful to have an opportunity to come and just share with you all. So Justin texted me a couple of weeks ago, and he was like, I wish that you and some of your guys would come and share. And I didn't even ask Pastor Josh whether I could come or not. I just kind of volunteered myself. I was like, okay, there's a mission, there's an assignment, I'm just going to go. So I told Pastor Chad, I was like, we're just going to go. We're just not even going to ask PJ. And Monday evening, I went in, I was like, oh, yeah, by the way, we're going to have to take off a little bit early on Wednesday because we're going to go speak at a church. And he's like, well, let me give you a piece of advice. You need to get some of the women from the Women's Center to go. So we got a couple more with us. But whenever he texted me, I was praying about, like, what should I speak about? Like, he was like, what's the heart behind Recovery Soldiers Ministries? And this is kind of what the Lord laid on my heart. The first thing that he laid on my heart was spiritual formation through discipleship. And that's kind of what I'm going to speak about tonight. And then from there, they're just going to kind of move, and they're just going to talk about restoration. So we're going to talk about formation, and then we're going to talk about restoration, and then we're going to talk about expansion. And the topic that I chose was spiritual formation into the image of Christ. And why did I choose that? I chose that because that's literally my favorite thing in the world. There's nothing that satisfies me. There's nothing that stirs me up. There's nothing that gets me going like seeing people formed into the image of Christ. I'm reminded of Paul in Galatians 4 when he says, I have labor pains until Christ is formed in you. So look, I love golfing, but there's nothing more than I love discipleship. And at the heart of Recovery Soldiers Ministries, that's just who we are. We're an intense discipleship program. And if you know anything about discipleship, if you've ever participated in it, it's messy. It's not really fun a lot of days. There's a lot of work that comes in with it, but that's just what God's called me to in my life. And the reason that I love discipleship so much is because that's what Jesus used to change my life. So whenever I was in the world, I had access to God the whole time. I had access to a relationship with Jesus Christ the whole time. I was a lukewarm member of a church, but until I had discipleship in my life, I was never changed. I could not be standing here talking to you today if it weren't for discipleship. So I needed a clean, safe, healthy environment for me to come and be healed in, because as long as I was living in the world where I was at, I could have never got to this point. So that's what Recovery Soldiers gave me. They gave me teachers, they gave me leaders, they gave me spiritual authority, they gave me a place to come and stay so that I can undergo discipleship. And I've been there ever since. I love it. I love discipling other people. And it's actually funny because the first person that I ever discipled was Chad. He came into the program just a few months after me. He was the first person that I think ever came to me for advice, which kind of blew my mind because no one ever came to me for advice in anything. But me and him did the program together. We graduated a few months apart. We've been serving there ever since. We now preach together at our church, so we've just kind of been doing that. But at the heart of RSM, that's who we are. We are discipleship. I'm reminded of what Jesus said at the end of Matthew. He said, go make disciples. So at the end of the day, there's a lot of things that life may consist of. But whenever he gave us the Great Commission, like it really stirred me up. And at the center of who I am, at the center of who Christ is for me into, that's what keeps me going. I just want to make disciples who make disciples who make disciples.
And I'm going to talk a little bit about restoration. I'm a little antsy. I might not be able to sit down. If you can, brother, can you put that first picture up? Do you have it? Oh, okay. Got the sound man up here getting us the chairs going. So why he's getting that picture up, I was in addiction for 15 years. And when I say I was bad off, I lost everything. But I was also married and had a son. And you know, it's painful to say, but you would think having a loving wife who doesn't engage in anything like that and having a precious little boy that you would be able to get out of it, right? And I was hoping that I would be able to get out of it, but I was never quite able just to get away from it. You know, I needed somewhere to go where I could get away from it. And that's me in 2020. Now, that's part of a video, and it's not playing right now, but if you could hear the video, you would hear my wife crying in the background because I'm so out of it in drugs, and it's Christmas time, and what do you do at Christmas time? You spend time with your family, right? And you love your family and those closest to you. But I can tell you this, that right there is a picture of hopelessness. That right there is a picture of pain. That's a picture of someone who isolated themselves and had no hope, who thought that there was no reason for living. But I'm thankful I can stand here today and say that's a dead man. I no longer know who that is. You see, not long after that, I was sitting out on the front porch. I had lost everything. Matter of fact, my wife was in the house filling out divorce papers. She was done, and I don't blame her. And it was like God spoke to me and said, you're at a crossroad. You can either continue in this life and die in it, or you can choose to go RSM and change your life. And put up that next picture, brother. This is what happened when I went to RSM to change my life. You see, God got a hold of me. And what was crazy about it, I had been there like a week. And I went and told him, I said, look, I'm done. I'm leaving. You know, I can't do this. I was sick. I was coming. I was withdrawing and all those things. And I'll never forget, I called my mom, who usually would do anything I asked her to. And she said, look, your wife's filing for divorce, and I'm not coming to get you. She said, so you either stay there or you're going to be homeless on the street. And that was the best thing my mother's ever done for me my whole life. But that very night that I was trying to leave, I went to Redemption House and got saved. And not only did I get saved, my wife started coming and God restored our marriage, and she ended up getting saved. And then my son, who was brought with her, ended up getting saved, and I got to participate in his baptism. So I'm a walking miracle for the grace of God. And obviously, if Chad Bright could have done any of it, he'd have done it long before this, right? But I had nothing to do with it. It was all Jesus Christ. But not only do I get to experience restoration in myself and in my family, but God placed me in a position to see it in other people. There's a young man in the program. Austin Sword. I'm sorry. His name's Austin Sword. But he hadn't seen his children in 4 years, in and out of jail. And if you can play that video, this is the first time his little girl's seen him in 4 years.
You didn't expect that, did you? Come on. God, I love God.
Now, the hard days that come, and he said discipleship's a little messy, that right there makes it worth it all. God continues to restore, and you can go through those next couple of pictures. But, you know, it'd have been enough for God to save me and get me out of the mess I was in. But he gave me better than I ever had before. My marriage is an actual marriage now. You know, it's better than it ever was before. And, you know, he says, I'll restore unto you the years the locusts have taken from you. Right? But he don't only restore, he gives you much more than you ever had before. When you truly repent and turn to him and start following his will instead of your own will. And thank you all for letting me share that.
So I'll tell y'all a little bit of my story. I have not always known addiction. There wasn't, it didn't run in my family. I didn't know anything about it really until my older years, about when I was in my 40s. I had a family. I was married. I had four children. I was the mom that you would see at the football games, you know, in the concession stand. I was the one that all the neighborhood kids would come over to my house. And went through a divorce. It was a tragic divorce that I went through, and it took me, I went into a cycle of grief, and it took me 14 years just going through this cycle and cycle and, you know, trying to raise the boys too at the same time. And I turned to alcohol, and I was working. I was a nurse. I thought I had everything that the world had to offer, but I was still lacking something inside, and that was Jesus. I was empty inside. You know, I was functioning, but I was screaming on the inside. And I went and I tried a few different recoveries, short-term and long-term, and I had known the Lord as a child, and He, praise the Lord, used the things that happened in that time to draw me back to Him. Because if it hadn't been for those ashes, my life crumbling to pieces, I would not have turned to the Lord. And He took the broken pieces of my life when I got here. And I just wasn't sure there was any hope for me left. I was willing to try. I was desperate for something. And it took that surrender. And He took those ashes of my life that I couldn't see past. I couldn't see past the pain that I was enduring, just making some terrible decisions in life. I'd lost everything, but it took those things for me to find Him. He loved me so much. He let me go through those things to draw me back to Him. And so now I can see, you know, we have a lot of counseling. We really dig into the raw of, it's just way more than the addiction, you know. It's deep wounds and things that they take us through, and He just pulled me up out of those ashes, and I started to see my purpose. Like, there's so much more to live for. My life wasn't over; He was just beginning. He was, wake up, my child, wake up, and He woke me up, and I'm just so thankful for all that He's done in my life. He's restored my family. You know, my children, they're in church, and they're grown now, but they're excited. One of my sons is becoming a youth pastor for his church, and, you know, my grandchildren, I hear, they haven't gotten saved yet, but we're praying for that. That's, you know, and it's because God changed my life, and in doing that, it's changing their lives. So, I was going to show you a video also. You know, it's the fruit. It's the fruit. I was thinking, like, the heart of the ministry. What's the heart of the ministry? And it's just loving people, you know, and it's Jesus raising people from death to life. And if you look at these next two pictures, we can put the first one up there. It's evidence. It's evidence that Jesus is present. Her name is Janet. She came through our program. She had some friends. She gave me permission to tell her story, a little bit of her story. But we wanted you all to see the evidence of what the Lord has done. Some friends of hers, that's her now. She's doing wonderful. She's graduated the program, moved on, and she's working for another ministry, bringing people to Jesus, bringing people, you know, getting their life back on track. And the Lord's really just raised her back to life. This is Sydney, and she still works with us at the ministry. We wanted you to see that it's not just within the walls of RSM. It's Jesus that has changed these us. And so Sydney went through a long battle to get her daughter back, or at least some visitation rights, get the ball rolling in the right direction. And it was difficult for her at first. It was really hard, and she wasn't sure it was going to happen. And so she came to the terms of, okay, if it doesn't happen, then what am I going to do? Am I going to go back to the world? And she realized that her heart condition, her true condition, and she said, no matter what God does, I'm selling myself out. I'm selling. I am wholeheartedly all in for the Lord. And so she still works with us and has some rights to her daughters. So God's really moved in her life too. And with these two ladies, they're from Virginia, and that is where we are going to be opening our new recovery home. And if you can just cue the video.
are here today on the very property that God had for RSM all along to open the second women's campus here in Wise, Virginia. Today we have our entire Tennessee women's campus here waving flags of victory. Praying over this property, claiming it for the kingdom, waving these banner flags of victory, claiming this land for God's kingdom. Reading scripture, praising God for the lives that are going to be transformed here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We're just thanking Lord, thanking Him for every life that He's going to send here. For every person that He sends here. Thank you, Jesus. There's the two directors. Thank you, Lord. They're probably standing right where the first home's going to go. Lord, I thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We have almost half of our student population is from Virginia. So a lot of these ladies, this means a lot. This means a whole lot to them. And they don't realize that their lives that's been changed paved the way for this to happen. She's from Wise County. God sent her to Elizabeth in Tennessee. Change your life.
You don't see it, but you're right in the middle of a miracle. You can't feel it, but under your feet new roots are taking hold. Don't forget that with God all things are possible. Doesn't matter if it's broken or just ashes, there's hope. You're right.
Finances and the relationships needed to sustain this place, and most importantly, pave the way for all those ladies that are going to hear about the hope here in Wise County. And Lord, I pray you touch these two and would raise them up to be mighty warriors for you, that they would lead with integrity and passion, with zeal.
I had no hope. I was hopeless. I was sad and I was alone. And there were people at our home that were out there praying for me. And they didn't even know it. They didn't know who they were praying for, but they were praying for me. And it is by the grace of God that I got to be a part of this, that I get to be here and have the honor and privilege of praying for ladies that 4 years from now, they're going to have their life changed. And they're going to have hope that I never thought that I would. And it is just such an honor. Thank you for
things
are
possible. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You're right in the middle of a miracle.
It's that right there. We're just so excited to be embarking on this new journey, and it's because of people like you and churches like this that support this mission and see our vision and want to get behind the heart of this ministry, that we're able to, you know, open up campuses like the Wise and the Grundy and whatever else God has in store for us. And this campus in particular is, you know, special to me because in so many other ladies that are from that town that's been graduated or are currently enrolled. And it's so special to me because I have traveled and walked miles and miles on those very grounds for over a decade in heavy chains and full of addiction and anger and self-harm. You know, I burned so many bridges in my past and I'd lost everything. And everybody, I had nowhere to go. You know, I'd go from house to house, to couch to couch, just longing and looking for something, for just a little bit of peace. I would be chasing peace and temporary peace in baggies, and it was just a miserable life to live. But in 2022, I had a radical encounter with the Lord, and he changed the entire trajectory of my life and my belief systems. And from there on, 10 months later, I ended up at Recovery Soldiers, where my entire life, my entire being was totally transformed and radically changed by the power of God. And that's what we desire to see for the ladies that are to come. And it's just an exciting journey that we're all going to go on. And it's great that the very land that, you know, so many of us was in bondage in Egypt, and like the Lord is sending us back there to declare that, let my people go. And that's our passion, and that's what we want to see, is just fruit and freedom and just life abundantly. And this is going to be a sanctuary for restoration and healing and renewed purpose and hope for not just women, but so many families and daughters and mothers and sons to being, you know, restored back to the Father. And, you know, I feel like our motto, or our like scripture motto, is 2 Corinthians 5:17. That's one of the first, you know, memory verses that we learn, is that we're new creations in Christ. And but I think 2 Corinthians 5:18 is so important and crucial too for our mission. And it's it says, all this is because of God. All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself. And not only that, but he's given us a ministry of reconciliation. And we know that reconciliation to the Father, just that secure attachment back to the Father, through that flows abundant life and true lasting freedom. And we do the ministry of reconciliation through discipleship and living day in and day out and struggling and laughing and crying and spurring them on to good works and challenging them and encouraging them. And this is lasting freedom. This is what freedom looks like. And we're just, it's just an exciting thing and a beautiful mission to get behind.
Yeah, so just to kind of summarize that, like behind the heart of who we are, it's, you know, formation. We want to see people free. We want to see people delivered. We want to see people living in the abundant life that Jesus Christ came. Every day we get to see restoration, and then we're not just strictly limited to Northeast Tennessee. We're expanding. We got another men's campus down in Middle Tennessee now. We're opening our second women's facility up there, so we're expanding as well. Once again, going back to the Great Commission, Jesus said go. So whenever he says go, we're just going to give him a yes, sir. And wherever he opens the doors, we're just going to go wide open. I didn't plan on saying this, but whenever they were talking, I was just thinking, when I came to RSM, like, I didn't have anything. Like, I remember whenever I came to RSM, all I had was literally a box full of clothes that my grandmother had dropped off. I had like two pair of athletic shorts. I had like four or five pair of socks, like two or three pair of underwears. Like my addiction had literally just taken everything from me. I could not have any kind of resemblance of a healthy life. And I remember coming to RSM, and all I had was literally a box full of clothes. And the Lord just laid on my heart to share that because of churches like you, because of hearts and individuals like you and families like you, I didn't pay anything to come to Recovery Soldiers Ministries. Like, if they would have, like, and that's the thing about RSM, like, we're not worried about money. Like, we just want to help you. And as I think 4 years ago, I literally didn't have anything. I had no way to get in. I had no way to pay an intake fee. But they just loved me. And they just let me come. And I grew up in, like, very, very just, I grew up poor. Like, I don't even think poverty is the word. So when I came to RSM and they gave me my own bunk that the ministry provided, it was the first time that I had ever had a bed of my own. So, like, I just want to, like, personally thank you, because you're working and you're making funds and you're sowing into missions like ours. Like, you're giving people like me 4 years ago a place to transition and to be developed so that I can be here today just sharing how good Jesus is. And I just wanted to say thank you. Y'all got anything else? We really appreciate the opportunity.
Y'all, thank you very much just for sharing. Thank you for being transparent, being vulnerable. When we talked before, I said, feel free to boldly share. And I think you all stepped 2 feet in. I would jump off the stage, but I'd probably fall. And so God is doing big things. And I think personal stories, testimonies, it's what encourages us. It's what spawns us on. You were talking, and this verse came up, and it's Isaiah 42. And it says, behold, the former things have come to pass, and now the new things I declare. And so I think that's just, like, that's the encouragement, right? We get to leave our old lives behind, the things that enslave us, that hold us down, and in Christ, we become new creations. And so we have to lean into that. We have to encourage others. We have to spawn that on. The iron sharpens iron mentality. We have to do this together. And so we're just thankful for you guys coming, sharing your stories, sharing your testimonies. Church, I hope it fires you up. Like, I hope it just ignites something in you all. To be encouraged that God is moving in so many places. GMC is a partner with RSM. Our worship team gets to go and help with their services. Their services, if you've not experienced Redemption House on Thursday night, it's a good time. Like, it's wild, and we love it. So we love when we get the opportunity to come. But just, church, please, if you think about anyone in recovery, if you think about that someone that maybe needs an extension and help out, I think that goes to you, right, Josh? Like, you're still in intakes? So that would go to Josh. So you would have a face and a friend, and if we can ever do anything to help you, please let us know. So we're going to jump in and worship. This last song is Great Are You, Lord, and I would love for us just to praise his name as we think about our stories, our testimonies, and the things that God has done in our lives and those around us.